With many mothers working outside the home, more fathers than ever before are cooking for their families. New Yorker editor and cartoonist John Donahue is one of them. He wanted to chronicle men's roles as bread bakers, not just breadwinners. So he asked more than 24 fathers, writers, and chefs who take charge in the kitchen to contribute to his book, Man with a Pan, Culinary Adventures of Fathers Who Cook for Their Families. When John Donahue became a father for the first time, he discovered a new job for himself.
I started cooking a lot with my wife and new baby, and it was a lot of fun.
He was surprised to learn he is not alone. For his book, Man with a Pan, Donahue incorporated 34 essays by writers and chefs, including Mark Bittman, a food writer for the New York Times. Before Bittman was writing at the Times,
he was married, he had a new baby, he was driving a taxi, he was kind of working odd jobs, and so he started to cook, and then that led to his first book, which really put him on the map as a writer.
Other fathers, Donahue says, came to cooking reluctantly and out of necessity, like novelist Stephen King, who also contributed an essay titled On Cooking.
Stephen King started cooking for his family in Maine after his wife lost her sense of taste and lost interest in doing any cooking. He wanted better food for his family, so he went into the kitchen, and he talks about using the microwave and other basic things, about keeping things simple. That's his motto. And he has great advice: don't set the kitchen on fire.
It was easier for Ghanaian-born novelist Muhammad Nasihu Ali. He was inspired by childhood memories of his mother's kitchen.
I grew up in a Hausa Muslim community, and in our community, you know, it's highly frowned upon for men to be around the kitchen. But, you know, my mother, she allowed me to hang around when she cooked.
Ali is one man who believes cooking is creative.
I've actually kind of compared cooking to writing. It's pretty much the same thing. In writing, you have a blank page for you to start with. In cooking, you have an empty pot to creatively start thinking of what you're going to put in the pot to mix it together to create some food.
Travel writer Jack Hitt, who also contributed an essay, describes the creative process.
In the essay, one of the things you discover when you start to cook is that following a recipe wasn't simply just a matter of measuring out cups and tablespoons, but something much bigger and more metaphysical than that. It's a very minimalist sort of form that implies so much more than what is actually written. And it's like gardening in some sense, you know, or driving, that becomes second nature, that becomes instinctive.
It says his culinary skills have evolved over the last 16 years. In the process, he discovered a way to better bond with his family.
All of a sudden, I found out there was this little kid in the room who had been watching me doing this from a chair, confined, and suddenly was very interested in participating. So the next thing I know, I had an assistant. And then a few years after that, I had another assistant. And we've been sort of experimenting in the kitchen, the three of us, and then whenever my wife was around, which was increasingly more common, four of us, and in the kitchen, cooking, you know, essentially raising a family.
Mark Kurlansky, a writer, cook, and pastry chef, says anyone can cook.
Cooking is like everything else. You just need to do it all the time to get good at it. In fact, I know people who just can't cook, and I don't understand why. Just like I encounter people who can't write no matter how hard they try, and I don't understand why they can't do that. I mean, if you can talk, why can't you write? And if you can eat, why can't you cook?
Kurlansky has advice for men who want to cook.
Make it simple. If you buy good ingredients and you cook them very simply, you will always have a great meal.
John Donahue, the book's editor, says he expects more fathers will be cooking as the need grows and the larger society becomes more accepting of a man with a pan. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.